Born Nicholas Herman in Lorraine, France, Brother Lawrence received little formal education and as a young man served briefly in the army. One day he had an experience that set the course of his life in a new direction. Gazing at a barren tree in winter, Lawrence saw for the first time the majesty of God's grace and the consistency of God's providence. He imagined himself like the tree, waiting for the life that God would inevitably bring in season. Shortly after this experience, he became a lay brother in the Carmelite monastery in Paris. There he worked in the kitchen, and in the repetition of his daily chores, found a way to integrate spirituality and work, which he called the practice of the presence of God. By learning to perform his daily mundane tasks for the sake of God, Brother Lawrence turned every moment into an opportunity for prayer. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May I sense you every moment, and make my whole life a prayer. Psalm 61, verses 4 to 8. I dwell in your house forever. I will take refuge under the cover of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have granted me the heritage of those who fear your name. Add length of days to the king's life. Let his years extend over many generations. Let him sit enthroned before God forever. Bid love and faithfulness watch over him. So I will always sing the praise of your name. And day by day, I will fulfill my vows. May I sense you every moment and make my whole life a prayer. A reading from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 15 to 22. Brothers and sisters, let me take an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ. What I mean is this. The law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise. For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it is no longer depends on the promise. But God in his grace gave it to Abraham through a promise. Why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was given through angels and entrusted to a mediator. A mediator, however, implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law therefore opposed to the promises of God? Absolutely not. For if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come by the law. But Scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised, been given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. May I sense you in every moment, and make my whole life a prayer. Brother Lawrence wrote, men invent means and methods of coming at God's love. They learn rules and set up devices to remind them of that love, and it seems like a world of trouble to bring oneself into the consciousness of God's presence. Yet it might be so simple. Is it not quicker and easier just to do our common business wholly for the love of Him? Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Lord, in this season, please help us to be still. I am opening our ears to hear you now, quietly preparing our hearts for the wonder in this new year. We rejoice in God's incomparable goodness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 36. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God! For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We take a few moments now to be still and to know the peace and the presence of God. God, as we come into this new year, may you bring us joy and wonder in all that we think, in all that we experience, in where our heart's desires are. Let us settle for all that you have for us. Let us be still and know that you are God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we thank you that your unfailing love is precious. Help us to know this, to live this, and to be this in all our circumstances. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Though you are worthy of trumpets and the song of angels, you graciously receive our daily prayers of whispered words and mundane habits. Enable us, Lord, to love you with all that we are and in all that we do. Teach us how we might truly pray without ceasing. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you. Wherever he may send you, may he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.